Blog Talk Radio.
Chef Rob Show. I am your host, Chef Rob. Tonight I really want to talk about just our people going ahead and believing in myths and telling lies to support myths. It's like a constant thing to go ahead and keep us in the dark. It's like some people have a hidden agenda. I'll be talking with my buddy, Jackie. I think she's on the line. Hello, Jackie, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good evening.
How you doing?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
I'm all right. Always nice to hear your voice. I mean, we talked earlier and we got cut off, but that was cool. I figured I'd just let you save all of that and get it all out tonight.
Thanks a lot.
So you can just go ahead and throw it out there. You know, what kind of ticks you off about black people telling lies and myths?
The fact right now we live in a society or a culture in a time where information is basically at your fingertips, and it makes no sense to not research the stuff that people say. It makes no sense for people to put stuff out there without thinking that people won't research it. But people are so lazy that they run with lies, and, you know, it's not good. We need to stop that. We need to put a stop to that. If we ever want our society, we want black people to get back to where we need to be.
Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. So how would you go ahead and deal with that? How would you go ahead? What would be one of the first things you would want to go ahead and do when you hear somebody come across them lies? You just go ahead and grab the back of their head and hit them in the ass with a newspaper like you do a puppy and pissed on your carpet?
That's the problem. I need to meet with hold on, I need to turn this off.
Oh, okay. Give me that problem.
I wasn't thinking about the volume. I'm so sorry for that.
It's okay.
I'm trying to be specific. I think we just stopped running with them, and that's the problem why I came to you. You know, maybe we can come up with a solution together where we can get people to use the information that we have, use the tools that we have to get on track. There's no reason why people should be running around today voting for people just because they're black. I mean, we have every tool that we can use at our fingertips, because most of us argue about these things online. So we have the tools that we need right at our fingertips to go and do research. Research why you're voting for a specific person. Before you start saying what people did, go and research it. We can research anything. We can group with like-minded people and form research groups.
Mm-hmm.
If needed to be. There's no reason why black people should be behind as far as what we know. You know,
and what do you do with,
like we talked about
earlier.
What
do you do with that information? How far should you take that information? How far should you take the information?
See, that's the thing. I don't think we should force information on people. But we should stop people from spreading false information when we hear it. You know what my biggest one was.
You know,
my biggest one was
people go ahead and they question me sometimes.
The first president was a black man.
Oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Because I think another brother was breaking that down about the printing press wasn't invented then. Was it the printing press? It was the way they photographed that so-called first black president, John Hanson.
Yeah, that's what I think, so that doesn't even match with the time. You know,
right,
I make no sense to go around arguing. You want to be superior to white people, and you argue with them. You argue with them, telling them this, and it's just so 3 minutes worth of research, you know.
Mm-hmm. And like I was saying, it was one of the things, one of the myths that I like to go ahead and I'd like to correct people on is in our community is that that hatred for pork, but you still go ahead and eat other meat. I mean, nobody's really paying attention. I've heard people go ahead and say that a pig is a cross between a dog and a rat and all this other stuff, but they're not paying it. They've never been to a farm and never seen how other animals go ahead and interact on the farm. Pig is just as nasty as chicken. Chicken, a cow is nasty also. All gross. Extremely gross. Actually, the pig is considered one of the smartest animals on the farm. Smarter than your dog. But you got people out here want to keep pushing myths to go ahead and support some other ridiculous nonsense and some kind of ideology. And it's hurting us and it's making us look like fools and keeping us stupid. What do you think about that?
All food is slave food. That's how they do the whole little myth with the pigs. All food is slave food. And I agree with you. I mean, I don't think any type of meat is good for you in excess, but at least know where certain meats come from. These same people that don't know why they won't eat pork, they'll still eat stuff that come out the sea, and it's just as nasty, too. So, you know, we should research that, too.
I don't like it's a whole lot of things that I don't like, and I think let's just keep doing this type of topic at least once a week so we can get a lot of those myths and those lies out there and attack those myths and lies, because it's one of those things where what comes to mind right now is the black man's ice is the white man's ice is a lot colder than the black man's ice, and so they won't go ahead and shop at my store. But they go ahead and shop at those stores where people want to do you wrong. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible. I mean, where do we go with that stuff? What's next? You got any ideas?
That you need to be the first person with a pair of shoes. And I'm thinking, you know, we supposed to make things valuable. And in our community, we make things valueless.
You can't explain that to some people. They're going to go ahead and stick with it and fight you. I mean, literally fight, try to get violent with you when you go ahead and you break some things down to them. They don't want to go ahead and accept facts. It was a brother that was saying that, hey, look, a lot of us are still, we still have that same mentality as if we were still still enslaved in this country. That we can't do nothing, and that our stuff would never go ahead and be nothing. We'll never amount to anything. We're niggas. We always gonna be niggas. It's a problem.
I think that we should. There's a lot of people that don't know their past. I mean, as a black person, or however you want to define us, people of color. You know, I mean, they look at this man now that's in the White House as the first great black man, the first black man to ever achieve anything worth mentioning. And I just don't see it that way. We have, how many dynasties was it in Egypt? Was it 26? Somewhere along the line. I don't have the information in front of me. I should have it memorized, but I have so much information going through my head where it's just clogged at times. But I mean, we have plenty of black people in history. I think another myth that we live under is, I think the whole Martin Luther King thing was a myth. A myth that he helped us, that he did a lot for black people. And I really think he put black people in a position where we always looking for handouts. We've been searching for handouts since he left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with him to a point, but if you go ahead and you study some of the other stuff that they don't put out about that, you see it was kind of radical. But I don't think that we should be going ahead looking at him as a person that really, really helped us. I mean, for us to go ahead and have the right to go ahead and to shit in a white man's toilet, it's mind-boggling to me. Why can't we go ahead and have our own things?
And you know what? And you know how, like, this time of year comes around and for me, it's been something that's been celebrated ever since I was a kid. And it never, ever made sense to me why, what was wrong with their water fountain. I mean, I'm thinking if I was in that time, I would have wanted to shine and gloss that water fountain. I would have wanted to make it. And you think, look at us now. People dying to get this so-called food that they didn't want to eat. They wanted to sit at the white diner and eat the white food. And you got everybody mm-hmm. but us now making our food.
You know, see, again, me being a chef, it bugs me that another thing that bugs me about that issue is that the traditional African diet was much, much better than what we consume now. And one thing I was trying to point out to somebody earlier, and I think I made my point, was that when our ancestors were taken as slaves, they didn't come into the town square and grab the people in the town. They got those farmers. They got those people who knew how to grow things and who were eating very, very healthy. Those people were out there pretty much isolated by the easy pickings for the slave masters, for the enslavers, or even those other villages who had gripes and who went to war with the other towns. And a lot of people don't seem to realize that that's a big part of us that we've thrown away. We were the original farmers here. Our ancestors were the original farmers here. But now you go ahead and you explain to some of our people, hey, look, you need to get a farm. And like, ooh, brothers don't want to go ahead and do that. Sisters and brothers don't want to deal with that at all. But some of the richest people on the planet started out with farms.
Mm-hmm.
Iowa has nothing but farms there. And those are some of the richest people in America, and a lot of people don't seem to realize that. You got to get back to stuff like that. It also will be a lot healthier, but you can go ahead and line your pockets to no end.
And you'll be more dependent. What if the grocery store went out of business? We'd be really fucked if the grocery store went out of business. I don't even think people know how to locate what a cut of meat is, what a certain cut is.
Yeah, that is sad. That's very, very sad.
Or even how to even pick a vegetable, how to plant a vegetable, how to germinate a seed. You know, I'm not saying that we're all like this, but that convenience is just a part of being American. And we have conveniences at everywhere. I mean, some of these conveniences could be good and some of them could be bad. For instance, a corner store. People look at the corner store as that's bad. But it's a convenience. If you can't get to the grocery store, you're going to have to do what you can at the corner store. But at the same time, you can grow some stuff, too. It's more work, but you can pay for convenience. And we love convenience now. And we love convenience to the point so much where we don't research. We run with it. Whatever somebody tells us because it's convenient. I'm conveniently smart now. I can get all my knowledge from YouTube. I can get all my knowledge secondhand. I don't have to research anything. And we're using the convenience in the wrong way. We should be using this to reach out to our brothers and sisters on the continent and research some of the stuff that we've been hearing. There's a lot of stuff coming out lately, and a lot of people are being awakened to what's going on, what's been going on in our past. I think slavery was a big myth. They make it seem like slaves were passive. They were happy being slaves. They even gave us a Uncle Tom. And, you know, maybe I need to research that, but I don't believe that. I can't believe that the black man would, in those times, turn his back on his family to kiss a white man's ass to the point where they don't want him anymore. I don't think we could have moved out of slavery with that mentality then. Upon most of us,
it's still a lot of us that go don't want to go ahead and to accept what has happened, and they want and they go ahead and they turn their backs on what has happened, and it's one of those things. This deals with one of those lies and myths all in the same instance, where you got a lot of our people don't even want to go ahead and talk about it. You know, you must go ahead and talk about it. You
they
want to go ahead and turn
their
back on it, but then they want to go ahead and talk about what happened to other groups and other cultures and go ahead and turn your back on what has happened to you. And it's also what happened then during those periods after slavery, Jim Crow, and all the various laws go ahead and keep us down. Those things are still in effect to this day in certain ways, in certain instances. And we don't want to go ahead and deal with that. We want to go ahead and tell these lies or go ahead and to – to try to go ahead and help you forget. And one of the things, one of the biggest things I really can't stand is that forgive and forget thing. And, oh, that happened so long ago. But then you can go ahead and tell me what happened in the American Revolution or to what happened to the Jews during the Holocaust. And what about your own Holocaust? You have an obligation to deal with your people. You got a lot of people here, a lot of brothers and sisters here, couldn't even tell you who their grandparents, couldn't even go beyond their great-grandparents. They don't even know. But they can go ahead and recite all the history on the individuals that have perished in America for various causes, but those causes had nothing to do with going ahead and helping you out. You understand what I'm saying? It's a sad thing,
yeah,
that we need to go and to attack that stuff and to attack those individuals who want to go ahead and hide what has happened to us.
And I want to make something clear, because I know there's a lot of people on BTR that's so-called conscious in the conscious community. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the people that want to know but refuse to go and search out. There's plenty of communities or groups that you can get into to start your way on basic knowledges of facts. Facts about our country, facts about how the political system is run. It's little simple things that these people can do. Like I said, I want to make it clear, I'm not attacking so-called conscious people. I'm talking about the other people. There's way more black people that's just lost and refuse
to check
go research.
This is one thing that's another thing that bothers me, is that we're bombarded by the reality TV shows and fantasy and entertainers, and we think that's real life. And it's a distraction. It takes you away from what's really going on. You can go ahead and go through your major networks in your city and see if when they go ahead and they have their media, their news time, that you don't have one group that's really telling what's going on in the neighborhood. You don't have a real strong black news media outlet to go ahead and tell our story. Everything's telling our story from a negative point of view. And that what that does, it reinforces that thing that, hey, niggas ain't never done nothing. There never will be anything. But then on the other side, it goes ahead and justifies these white people in America going ahead and doing those nasty, terrible things to you. Because
yeah,
they don't know.
Stereotypes on us.
But
it just goes right along with it. Like the newscasters, they find the dumbest Negro in the crowd to speak to. When this whole thing happened with the Jordan and his shoes, I think that they purposely picked black people. They purposely picked where stuff started from to report. I really think that. I mean, and it just shows the worst of us.
And that also leads me to ask you this. This past week, they were, I don't think she should have said anything, but they were talking about Michelle Obama and praying her as an angry black woman. And I got my views on it, but I just want to know, I want to ask you, what is an angry black person? Or should black people be angry? And I think that I feel that, hey, look, once you get angry, you do something about your situation. But when they paint us as this angry black person, what are they really trying to say? What do you think they're saying?
Honestly, I think they're saying we're not accountable. It's not our fault. Every time it's like the fault.
Uh-oh. That's somebody trying to bug me right now. Explain that. Break that down a little bit.
And speaks up in favor of trying to help black people or speak up against something that affects black people in the presence of white people, we're angry. We're racist. It doesn't matter. That was a long time ago. My ancestors is probably not responsible for what happened to you and your ancestors. That's how they come off. So whenever I hear the angry black woman, you know, in her case. That's how I look at it when it's coming from white people.
Or when I hear them say that, the first thing I throw out there is, hey, look, how much have you benefited from that? How much have you benefited from that free labor to this day?
Yeah.
You know, that's one thing that's not thrown back in their faces. How much have you benefited by this situation that's been created? And I get another response of, well, it happened so long ago. I didn't do anything. You know, don't be mad at me. Some of my anger should be directed towards
Stop
you.
Stop blaming the white man.
We have to do a way to deal with the people that's in the neighborhood. I really think so. That should be the first start to go ahead and to correcting a lot of our problems. We have to go ahead and get out there and talk about real issues. Instead of going ahead and letting me know, hey, these Jordans, I stood in line for 2 days to get them, and they were $500. Ugh, I ain't getting that part.
Showing these
I don't
understand
that at all.
Licking the bottom of sneakers and stuff. They show the worst of us, and we go right along with it and believe that that's how we are. And I think that's wrong. If you would do a little bit of research, you would see that white people, they've been acting the same way over certain things. Indian people, we ain't the only people that act a fool over something.
Yeah, you were talking about that earlier. We were talking about that earlier, and they were trying to make it seem like black people are the only ones fighting over the shoes. But earlier today, I saw that, hey, in China, when they stopped the sale of the iPod, the Chinese were beating up a whole lot of the people around there. They were doing it. They were just as bad. So it doesn't matter what your race is. A whole lot of ignorant people in every group, every culture.
Yeah, we get the best and the worst in our group, but for some reason, the worst is the only ones that we see. I think people need to turn off the TV. Turn off the TV. If you're going to be on the internet, as much time as you spend networking socially, you can spend looking up stuff. When somebody you know says something that you have never heard of, why argue with it? You can go look it up. It's really that easy. You don't even have to leave your house and go to the library anymore.
I don't think you should turn off the TV. I think you should go ahead and look at it and analyze what's being said. Okay? Pay attention to what's being said, because if you go ahead and you turn off that message that they're trying to project, you don't know how that can affect you later on. You don't know what's going to go ahead and happen when you leave your house. I think we should keep on watching it, but we should go ahead and pay attention to it as a group. But there's certain shows that we really shouldn't be paying attention to. But also, you try to analyze what's going on, what's being said. What's the message they're trying to put out? What are they trying to say?
Well, a lot of people, they can't do that, so I suggest turn it off. And so, I mean, I'm serious. I heard Phil Valentine say this one day. And at first, when I first heard him say it, it made no sense to me. But he said, you shouldn't watch TV unless you can decode. Unless you can see hidden messages that they're portraying at you, you shouldn't watch it. And I'm thinking to myself when I heard that, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. But for some reason, other than, you know, him, I did turn the TV off. And when I did turn it back on and I start watching it, I could see certain stuff. Like, I'll give you an example. Every sitcom on TV is about lying to people that you love.
Yeah.
And
I
can't have it.
Well, quick show, because I'm going to start coming back on a regular basis. We can continue this conversation if you like. You going to stick around for a minute?
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, hey, if you want to get in on the conversation, the call-in number is 213-325-3434. Let me play something real quick, and we'll come back and talk some more, okay?
All right.
Yeah, man. You don't know the last year. Ross Ruben, Mystic. Ross Zachary. Oh, Lion.
I tell you, no. What is the Ruben?
Holding up strong. Yeah.
Hey, I tell you, no.
Rastafari. You have become a billionaire. Yeah, yeah. Liar. Lion in a cafe, little mix with Nathan Boone.
Like this right now.
Shouldn't.
There's no reason. There's no really. I don't think there's no reason why we should be like that, because the information is out there. Okay. You and but still, like I was saying, it's we're bombarded by the nonsense, and a lot of our people take the nonsense as something real, and that's the problem. That's a bigger problem than anything. Going ahead, trying to go ahead and turn nonsense into reality, and then when you go ahead and you if you mention it to them, they get want to get upset. But same time, a lot of individuals want to go ahead and force that fantasy on you. Hey, what about so and so and such and such? You know, he's the greatest so and so. That's not for us, man. You need to go ahead and research yourself. Why are people afraid to go ahead and research themselves? Do you know? Let me try to open the soundbite line here. 914. Your line is open. State your name, where you're calling from.
Hello, I'm just listening.
Oh, okay. It's cool. You didn't have anything you want to add to this?
On within like the past 10 minutes, so I really don't know exactly what. Phone for a minute too. So.
Say that again?
I left the phone for a minute and I just got on, so I'm not sure what's going on. So that's.
Oh, we're just basically having a quick conversation about the myths and lies in the community. Now, what do you think about that? Do you think we're bombarded by myths and lies? And how do we attack that and change that mentality around?
Not for our best interest.
Say it again?
We will.
I didn't get that. One more time.
I said it always has and it always will. It's not for our best interest. Hello?
It's not. Yes, everybody's line is open. You can say anything. Go ahead. Knock it out. Say what you got to say. I'm pretty liberal about the whole thing. I let people go ahead and have and say their piece until they you get out of line disrespectful, then I get rid of you. But I like to go ahead and have that discussion going.
Yeah, I don't believe in listening to the, you know, turn on the TV either. It's just a whole lot of junk. Your brain is not working. You're taking in all these images. It's just counterproductive.
One thing that I find, and we were kind of touching on it briefly, is the like I was saying, some of the richest people in America are farmers. And I'm not understanding, as I got more and looked into it a little bit more, why are we so content with going ahead and working for somebody else instead of working for ourselves? Where did that come from?
You kind of...
You blanked out for 1 second. What did you say?
I said, why are we so content with we're working for somebody else and not working for ourselves? The sister was about to speak.
I think it was the system we were brought up in, the educational system we were brought up in. And I will say this. I don't have kids, so how I look at how kids are being taught right now is from an outsider's point of view, but I think they're taking the creative ability and the thinking process away from kids, and they're just turning out more and more workers. I think that's why they wanted you to be a worker. They don't want you to be an entrepreneur. They want you to be a worker.
Right. That's the school system, yep. That's the school system. And they teach you what they want you to be.
To be the lifetime consumers. Once we were slaves with chains on, now we don't have the chains, but you have the chains on your mind, a mental slavery. Is that it?
They teach you. They condition you.
Sometimes I shake my head and say we have a long way to go. But I don't think we're scattered around in this way of thinking on how that we can do something. But we're outnumbered by the morons out here who think fantasy is real life and that we should live our life through TV. Y'all agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I think it's a
I don't want to make it seem like I'm looking for some type of utopia where all black people get along and everything like that, but we should at least be at a point where we're contenders in the race. There's no way we should be at the bottom in this day and age. I mean, especially now where we can look back and we can actually see real history of where we came from. I was listening to one brother talk, and he was talking about how before the Civil Rights March and Act and everything that went on during the Civil Rights Movement, he was saying how there was an abundance of black doctors and lawyers, you know, but you would never hear about them because we wanted to integrate so bad that we left our own behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that now we're at a point where we should be able to see that going against our own never helped us. And we should be more willing to research what we've been through so that we don't repeat what happened to us. And a lot of lies, you know, I'm going to say that for a next show, but a lot of lies that the conscious community put out send our people in a backwards direction. But right now, I'm just going to focus on the lies from the lies that affect us from people that's not in the conscious community.
So are the people in the conscious community doing us more harm than good?
Some people, I would say. Because I see some young brothers, and you can see that they are very good at researching things. They're very good at getting word out and stuff. And when they come in contact with the wrong people from the conscious community, they're off. I can give you a little example of that. Kind of how, I don't know how you feel about, I don't want to attack religion or anything like that, but it's kind of like how when I was younger, probably in the early 90s, and I joined the mosque. You know, I thought I was a Muslim. I joined the mosque, and those people, they recruited a lot of people not for spiritual purposes, but to get out their political agenda.
Mm,
you know,
I've heard that.
And if they could interject anything spiritual into getting people more motivated to spread their political agenda, they did.
The other sister online, how you feel about that? Hello?
Oh, I can't hear her.
Yeah, I can barely hear her too, man. No way to bring that up.
Well, how do you feel about it?
I agree with you. I don't think they're really trying to go ahead and to change the situation. I really think they have. It's more like a political agenda. He's not going ahead and dealing with us as a people and as a culture. It's basically to go ahead and to feel something else. It's not to go ahead and to. It's not positive for me. One of the reasons I got away from different, you know, the religion thing, because I didn't see it was something that they want to turn us away from what's really going on. It's some more fantasy stuff for me. But I got a minute left, so I'm going to go ahead and be rescheduling these shows, and I'm kind of glad to be back. I'm glad you showed up, Jack. I'm glad to be back, and I'm glad to hear your voice. It's cool. I'm going to close this out.
On the next show, we can get more into it.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and increase the time, but right now I'm going to keep it short. But I'm glad you showed up. This is Chef Rob. Thank you for listening. And stay tuned, and hopefully we can do this real soon. Good night.
Good night.
Said love is blind. Girl, you told me how much you really love me, and you'll never ever leave me, cause I'm your one and only. But girl, you're all over town, yeah. Girl, I know that you're always up to something with your bag of tricks, but you say you're not a nothing but girl. You're playing the clown, boy. 'Cause I fought for you truth every time.